Your financial status and strength are determined primarily in two ways, how much money you have and how strong your credit score is. First, that's pretty easy to understand. The second, not really for everybody. One wrong move, ignored needed action, and you could do some costly damage to your credit score. Our next guest joins us to explain the elements of the credit score and what you can do to strengthen yours. He is the Director of Consumer Education and Awareness for Experian, Rod Griffin. Thanks for being here today, Rod.
Thank you for having me.
Experian.com and a special new product, I guess you call it, that will benefit your credit score too. It's called Boost. You can get that at Experian.com/Boost. We'll get into that in a moment. But considering, Rod, that even though the numbers are improving, a great deal of people on a yearly basis still do not check their credit score, what are the elements of the credit score? How is it calculated?
There are basically five key categories of information that go into a credit score. The first two are pretty obvious. You have to pay your bills on time every single time. So late payments are going to wreck your credit scores right out of the gate. That's about 35% of a credit score. The second most important factor, some people don't think about this one, is balances on, as compared to the limits on your credit cards. If you have high balances on your credit cards, what we call utilization rate, that's going to hurt your credit scores. That's about 30% of a credit score. So you're talking 60 to 70% of a credit score is paying your bills on time, keeping your balances low. If you do those two things, your scores will be fine. So those are the key things. And then there's smaller things after that, things like building your history over time, how long have you had a credit history, what's the mix of accounts that you have, and then things like looking at have you applied for credit recently, so those inquiries that we talk about and hear about, you know, don't apply for a lot of credit all at once. It's usually a bad idea. Just apply for the credit you need. But as you pay things off and things come on to and off your credit report, that's important as well. So two key things, pay your bills on time, keep your balances as low as possible. And I can never seem to say that enough.
Yes. The people, again, you get all these offers and you figure you fall into the fall prey to the trap and you wind up with all these credit cards. Even if you are keeping them in a comfortable zone and you're not maxing them out, does a consolidation of your credit debt, one card to another, for example, does that wind up helping you or hurting you?
It depends, and that could be the answer to just about every question you could ask me today. It just depends on the individual. When we talk about consolidating student loans, or pardon me, consolidating credit and other debts, student loans as well, but when you consolidate debts, if you're talking about making a balance transfer from one card to another so that you have a zero balance, you've paid off the balance on one, and now you have a better interest rate or better terms, lower payments.
Right.
If you do that well, it can help you. If you don't and you make charges again on that card you just transferred from, that could hurt you because now you're taking on more debt instead of less. So if you do it well, it could be beneficial.
What's one of the things that we do that damages our credit score that we tend not to think about?
Lots of things that people don't think about from a scoring standpoint. They'll go and apply for lots of credit. You mentioned those pre-approved offers. They're a great tool if you use them well. They open the marketplace to you for better terms and kinds of credit you might need. But if you apply each time you get one, it can end up with you taking on more debt than you can manage. You don't want to do that.
Right.
So you know, I always tell people the most powerful word in credit is no. Simple two letters, hard to use sometimes.
Yeah, this is true. More leads not to temptation if you want to get more in the gospel about things. The as far as let's flip around to the other side, especially a younger person or maybe someone who has been scraping along, finally got the good job, and now they can go after, you know, build a credit life, so to speak. When you have, I guess the term is a thin credit file, what are some of the smart things to do?
Sure. And a thin credit file is a term used to refer to credit reports that have fewer than five accounts in them. So it's a short credit history with very little information. And there are about 100 million people that have thin credit files. What Experian's done just recently is that we've announced what we call Experian Boost, which allows a person to give us permission to include their positive utility payments, their positive cellular telephone payments, their positive potentially cable television payments, so that it can help boost their credit score by showing that they are a good credit risk. They just don't have that history yet, and those kinds of things can help show that they would be a risk otherwise, a good credit risk otherwise. So, really excited about that. First time in our industry that's ever been done.
And a lot of people probably think that, well, wasn't that already part of the picture as for my credit score?
Yeah, I hear that a lot from people that, you know, if I don't make my utility payments or I don't make my cell phone payments, it can hurt my credit score. So obviously paying on time would help, right? And the answer is no, until now it hasn't. So, You know, it's really a groundbreaking service and product that we're able to offer now, and really excited about it.
As I said before, Experian.com/boost is where you find out about that. So someone goes to Experian.com/boost. What do they need at handy, and what's the process as far as doing what they need to do to engage this whole thing?
So they'll need to have some bank account information available. So the accounts that they make their utility payments from, checking account or savings account or their cell phone payment, and be able ready to provide that information. They'll give us permission then to access those accounts in each month, capture that utility payment from that account, pull that into the credit report, and show that they made that payment on time. And we do that through a very secure system. It's all always encrypted, so it's safe to use. If you decide you don't want to do that anymore, you can tell us, I've changed my mind, and you can have us stop doing it. So you're in complete control.
Simple as that. We're talking with Rod Griffin, who is the Director of Consumer Education Awareness for Experian, about the new Boost product, which you can see at Experian.com/boost. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. How big of a difference does the inclusion of those credit elements play into someone's credit score? What's its potential?
What we're seeing is that for a person who has a thin file or scores of less than 680, on average, an increase of 12 to 15 points. And one of the things that's really awesome about it is when you enroll in Boost, you'll get a FICO score, and you'll be able to see immediately what the change is as a result of you enrolling. So you can see that right away.
And even a small difference in a credit score can make a big difference, because a lot of people probably don't realize, too, that a credit score dictates what you're going to have to lay down for a deposit on, well, a variety of things. It's all those little peripheral ideas that a credit score has a large influence over.
Absolutely. And you know, that 15-point change, if you are at about a 680 credit score, is going to get you close to a 700, and a 700 is considered prime. So you could immediately see opportunity for lower interest rates and lower fees that could save you money.
Yeah, so it's one of those cases where a simple step, which is being presented to you, you don't really have to go find it. It can make a pretty economical difference to the positive with your credit score and your month-to-month personal finance. So check out Experian's Boost program at Experian.com/boost to find out what that can do as far as your credit score and personal finance situation is concerned. We've been joined today by the Director of Consumer Education Awareness for Experian, Rod Griffin. Rod, thanks for the info about the Boost program. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to have had the opportunity.